Chilek. Antisis. Now let's see the mind. Oy. Yes.
So we're saying now that even according to the Rishwad, the only time a Chayv on Lif Me'iver is when you cause the Gavra.
To do my Zisa.
But
if he's deceived, then it doesn't make any difference. Then it's like he's stumbling. Now, that Lama Vez in Dushan, in the middle of the Omer. The Chihod, the Rabbe Barabunek. The Rabbuni Kora Siroye Bampe, Rabbi Bray. That's one of the Marmi Kings, Dr. Lena Shekhamar. So there is one Maramoki less that you have to go over. So Rabbuni wanted to test him whether he is capable of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibbut Aveim, and especially Meir Aveim, Kiyochas, it's not an easy mitzvah. Meir Aveim. So, what is the test? The test is, if the sun sits being daily raining, and then the mother comes and spits him in the face, and he doesn't say a word of admonition to the mother. So that's a high madrega. So he wanted to test it. So, Omar, Koras Roye Bampe Rabbe, Bray. In other words, he tore up the silk body of Rabbi Isan, but of Hefzit, silk body. Omar, Ezel Erze, Irotach Iloirotach. This test would not be effective today. But in those days it was effective. Today you couldn't do it. Then the children are very rebellious to me. This man Chazal, they are not rebellious, so it was a good test. Ezel erzei rotach eloi rotach, vidilme rotach, bikover al gnilo esitlo mirshin. But how could he do it? Hamak is miya godol, so he's chayed nidu, because he's able to nidu. So how did Rabune do such a thing? He was able to be there. So the Gemara says, the Mochleidre, when Rabune was made on his body, and after Mochle, they didn't scream more. So it's a very strange question. So the question is, if he was made on his body, what kind of a test is it? He said, Tesavisa says, Visor Lima, she did Kedem Lachem. That he told his son, Rabbi, I'm going to test you, and I'm going to tear your most precious brother, and I'll see whether you become irritated or not. So Mele is not either on his neither. But the question is, why? But if he didn't tell him, so then he would be able to leave here. Even if Rabbi his son did not become irritated. Why? Because the Torah says in Parsha Matis, Isha Hafeirom, if the Ahuse made neder, let's say of Nefesh or of Ben Eli Bino, and the Baal was made for it, but he didn't tell his Ahuse that he was made for it. And then she thinking that the Baal should take a neder to become Nizir, not to drink yai. and she still venture. So actually she didn't do any other, because the Baal, the name Shomei, was made for 100,000 years. But since she didn't know, so she Adishem Yislachlo, she requires Kapori. Why? Because it's Mishavi Lechel Psachazir, the all of Yodik Shatle. Now, in the case of Mishavi Lechel Psachazir, the all of Yodik Shatle is either the Yisrael of Chazir. Of course not. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat Chazir. The Torah does not say you're not allowed to intend to eat Chazir. Only Gad Avizore. So the Kaponet Avizore makes him like an Yisrael Avizore. On face, the Yisrael believer. But any other Avera, if somebody has Kaponet, it's be Machal Shabbos. But then, the last moment, he decides not to Machal Shabbos. He's not even a love of Sasek Melochet. But even though he's not even a love of Sasek Melochet, he's a Roshem Mila Yechet Mila Raiz. So it's like someone who was either a Nisar Rabbonon, according to the Ramban, that he's not either Lisoso, but as Mechua Lisoso, he becomes a Roshe with the rice. So the case of Shiti is that if Ravune brought him from Nisar Rabbe, even though he withstood the test, so Ravune would be able to live. So it's a raya from this shite that the Yisrael of the Yidam, the raya is not based upon the fact that he was Messiah, another Jew, to be even a nice Yisrael, but the fact that he is Messiah, another Jew, to become a chayte. The Ritva, and this Kashi, he says, even though Mishav Lechub Sachazia, the all of Yodik Sartle, is considered great in the Raise, but since he wasn't either any Raise Yisrael, so Mele you're not even with neither. So, in other words, so from this Ritva is a Raya, that the Ritva is really contagious in it. Now, we have to go back to the case of the symbol of Mitzvah. When the Aver is Navere Drabun, the Ritniver is Ritniver the Rabbonon, so the Ritva Shiti is that he is not Aver and Ritniver Miraisi. That's the Ritva Shiti. And that's the Machlekes between the Tam and Rabbi Nochon.
Should Rabbi repeat that again?
The Ritva says, but Teisve says that כן, מיכה בחיו והולו במותת של עצמו חי. אבל ישראל עד על דו דהיד המשמי לא סימיך שלו, כשמיכת שלו כן, כאילו במותת של עצמו ומחי ומיכה בחיו. So the ritual is massive and this way, he said, what difference does it make? Certainly from the point of view of the Arab, the Vatom, the Vamishim, whether it's a Nisar, או שם נשאר לי כוחו, או it's a Nisar, of Nira. So the ritual says, in all as reference to the case, where the Kayan himself could be Mikadish, the Kosher, but except he'll have to matriach himself, to come to a different city to Mikadish, the Kosher. So Mele is Chadi Velenare, so there is no Lifneiveya, Midraise, only Lifneiveya, the Rabbon. But the question is, Monefshach, on the basis of Diva Rab, Diva Tongu Mishim, what difference does it make? And even on the basis of Shneksuma Boim Keachot, what difference does it make? The answer is, we learn out from Shneksuma Boim Keachot, that in Shliach Udva Avere, where there is a Maise Isa, but not if you are daring that the Gavre should become a Chayti, then we don't learn out from Shneksum Abun Keachot in London that in Shliach Vavera. So there is a Shliach Vavera in such a case.
Rebbe's saying, since the Durabonim, there's no Maisa Isra Midoraisa, even though as a
Sheet,
he would be a Chote in the Durabonim. But since the Ritva holds Lashitas, it's based on the Maisa Isra.
But in the case where the Nirsho is deceived and everybody is made, that there is Lashniva Midoraisa, the Nisra Rabonim, or a Mitzvah, Bitla Mitzvah, not a Maisa Isra. Now, actually, the Oadim that the Motzal name are actually Gotel. El Shagotel Yami Achatz Milak. Kiti Omar Befer Kilo Alek. The Echad Amaki, Echad Amiki, the Echad Amaki Chai. The Afar Gab, the Meik El Hosom, Kimike Misayel in the day, Hainim Mishum, the Bin Achal Lok, the Abra Lavshim the Maise, Abra Lavigale. So he said, the Shagayim Chohas, that Taisa Shite is like the right, that actually the love of Rish HaKifu plus Roshkan implies to Isu. The right says, even the mere love needs to love. One not to be Maki and one not to be Niki. But as far as Maki is concerned, so does Mais, as far as the Niki is concerned, he is passive. He doesn't do anything. But if he's Nishayeya, so then it becomes Lashi. So there is a big Kiddush in Tesis and Raivashi. That even though there is Aloch of Lashem B'mais, is a waking of, and you learn it out from the, that it's not Dumye the love the Sim, because Malchus, the parsha of Malchus, is mentioned at the end of Kiseitze, next to the love of Lisach Shem Sheh B'dish, and Lisach Shem Sheh B'dish is also Maisi. So Mele, Malchus, there is only a Lashi Maisi. Still, the Shitas Arayvet is that it doesn't make any difference whether the Maise is the essence of the Isa, or it's not the essence of the Isa. If he's Nisayeya, so that's not the Isa of being a Niket. The Isa consists in having the Peis HaRosh or Peis HaZot cut off. But since it's done all the Maise, some Mele, he is Chai. Some Mele is Chai Malis. The Mishnah says the Shitas Rambam is that the love of Leis HaKifu only implies an Isa against being a Maki, not an Iken. So if somebody is not Nisayeya, he's asleep, or he doesn't move his head, the Maki, the Barba, moves his head, so then the Nikef is not even anything, not even a Nisa Rabban. But if he's Nisayeya, then, and since it's done on the goof of the Nikev, so the pule that the Makib does on the goof of the Nikev is Nisyachis to the Nikev. And then there are 2 days in the Ritvoy Makesh, whether it's only Ligabe HaKofas Pius Rosh, or it applies to Melech HaShabbos, Melech HaShom, or. But certainly, according to the Rambam, so the Isa of Leis HaKifu only implies Nisa against Maisa HaKofi. But if the Nikef is completely passive, so then the Nikef is not doing any aver. But if he's not passive and it's done on his goof, so then it's Nisyachis to the person on whose goof it is done. It is done. But like this, it wouldn't be, there wouldn't be a chiyum malchus, just because b'mtzias is done al d'maise. As long as the guf ha'isa does not consist of the maise. Now, so there is a stira in Tzitzis Rambam. Here the Rambam, according to the Keset Mishnah's Bishad, so the Rambam Shiti is that the reason as to why he does is chiyum malchus is not because he's Nikef al-Demaise. No, Nikef al-Demaise is not is not considered as a lafshish b'maisik, but because it's done on his roof. Now let's see the Shittas Rambam. Gabe chometz Pesach, there is a lav deraisa of bal nirayeh bal nimatzi. It's a lav. So the Rambam says there is no malchus on bal nirayeh bal nimatzi because the lav shem b'maisik. She made a chometz many days before Pesach. And so it's a lav shem b'maisik. But there are two situations when he's chayav malchus. Perikalot not as chomets umat alocha beis. Hachomets lepesach osa banoye shenemar lo yochil chomets lo yehei beyet rachile. Vaan mini hachomets birshusi bepesach af al pi. Shelo yochle eider bishnei lab. Eider bishnei lab. Shenemar lo yoroi lo chosir bechol gulecho vinem bechol gulcho vinem asir lo yimotzi batechem. ויסר החומץ ויסר הסייר שבי מחמיץ נכד איני ליקן משום לרוי ולי מוצא אלו אם כן קונו חומץ בפסח או יחינצה כי שיעשה במייסה אבל נהיו לחומץ קרידם הפסח ובוא הפסח ולי בי הרי אלו יניחי ברשוסי אף על פי שקובע על שני לבים אין ליקן נתירה מפני שלא עושה במייסה ומכניס מגזמן. So the question is, but the Rambam says so himself. After all, when you are mechamez Pesach, or you buy on Pesach bread, so why are you there? Because you bought bread? No, because when you buy, so you possess it, you become the owner. So the possession is shalal tais. So why? According to the man, so that would be all right according to the Shittas HaRaibel, that as long as the Avere is done al demaise, even though the maise is not the essence of the Isa, so it's high malchus, but not according to the Rambam. The answer is there's a difference. Here, since the Torah is matnik, not to possess chometz, b'sheva al taise, so merely the same love of Bali Roy Bali Motze as two Isa. One Isa is not to possess chometz, and another Isa not to make himself an owner of chometz and pesach. So, in other words, there are two yisurim. There is one yisur that is shebal taisei, and there is another yisur that is bikum vasei, making himself an owner of chometz and pesach is the gufa yisur, bikum vasei. All right, now. According to the Raivet, so the love of Reis Akifu implies to Yisur. One love not to be Makif, and one love not to be Nikif. To understand this, we have to go over, to understand the stasis, the Rambam, we have to go over a Gemore in Nozia. Oi. Oi. Das nun sein um ein Bett. The 11th line from the top of the line. Omar Abuni, Hamakif es hakot, it means a man who cuts off the pears of a cotton, harayu chayef, is chayef mouth. אומר לרבד ברב אל רבוני ודידוך מן מתלכון. Who is Makit? Apparently the children of רבוני had their pears or rosh crop. So רבד ברב said since you say, Hamakif is a cotton Israel, even though the cotton is not Musa, and the Isa of Akov is Peser Rosh. So, who is Makif the Peser Rosh of your children? Omalei, Mamida, Omalei, Chivu. So Rabbuna said, my wife, whose name was Chivu, she cuts off the pears of my children. And since Elisha is not from Zeres, and the Isaiah of cutting off pears of, why isn't Elisha in Zeres? Because there is a hekesh between the love of his Akifu and the love of his Hashkes Paskoncho. So, Kaskoncho is not child by a woman, because a woman doesn't have a beard. So, Mele, just as she is not child in the love of Kaskoncho and Lysashvisu, she is not child in the love of Lysatifu. So, Mele, since she is not either on the love of Lysatifu, she is allowed to be Makif the Pious Rosh of her children. But the Pious Rosh of Delim, she's us Hasura because of Litneiver, but it's not Shayach to say Litneiver by cotton, because a cotton is not Muzer and the Yisar of being a Nikit. Now, so many as the Tashi, but there is Aloche, even though cotton Echon Veles, in Besdin Mitzuvin La'afrishay, but L'Sapini B'Yodayim Yisosah Al-Sinis of Reis, L'Seichlum L'Yisachilum. So how was she allowed? So I think that everybody has the question, because I'm safe there. Yeshua, I think there is a very simple teretz. The Yisar of L'Yisachilum is only Shaya by Macholos Asuras, L'Yitzin Yisachepzi. Because it's the Rosa, the Hefzi is the Rosa. So Mele, there is a Nisar of Isachil. But being a Nike is not in Isachepzi, it's in Isagavra. So Mele, the Isar of Isachil is not China. All right. So Rabade Barade is Chilik and Rabun. Rabade Barade holds that a nish who is makif cotton is potter. What does it mean? Because even though, I mean, everybody agrees that the love of his akifu implies a love, the raise, against being a makif. Machlek is between the amdraimit is, whether it implies a nisar of being a nikif also or not. So according to the Raivet, it implies two Yisro, according to the Rambam, it implies only one Yisro. And if the Nikif is not Yisro, so then the Nikif is not even anything. But it certainly implies a Yisro to be Makif. So how can, and because of that, Chavune, we pass like Chavune. Because of that, Chavune says, HaMakif is a cotton, he is high, even though the cotton is not Muzer and being in Nikif. But in my Sabere it is. A riot in my Sabere is from the Rambam. The Rambam says that if cotton Bentes was Baal Shifu Harufo, so Rashi Yagdil, he's Mechuyev to bring it up. The Chayv is Chaylik, because the cotton is not a Baronshi. But the Rambam Shiti is, Korban is not Enish, Korban is Kapor. So Mele, that means that when the cotton eats Neveles, it's a Maisaveh, it's a simple act. Except the Torah is not Makpik, and the Maisaveh is of them. But the Maisaveh it is. So since it's a Maisaveh for the cotton to be a Nikib, so Mele, if a Nish, is makif the cotton, he's five mortis. Of course, if an issue will be makif the pears or hosh, or pears as often or before, it's not a mezaver. It's like drinking water, it's like taking a haircut by a Jew. But when when an ish is makiv the peis rosh of a cotton, some merits my savere, but the Torah is not makiv than his averes. But in my savere it is put a bunch a cotton takolinami kedimore in Sanhedrin. Alright. Now, so then, the Michael Mifrige, in other words, Ravuni holds a mat, a man whose market is a cotton, is high modest. And the woman is allowed to be market even a godel, except the godel shall be allowed neither. But a cotton, she is allowed the chatrila to mat. And Rabade Barabe holds that a market is a cotton. Is a niche who is matif as a cotton, is potter. Because the one, because the niket, is mutar to be a niket. Some melee, the matif, it does no avail, so it's like, being makifi goy. So the Gemara says, Michael Mifrige, Avune Sova, Luisakifu Pasrish, the Luisashvish is Pascom, Kolshi Eishli Ashkose, Eishli Akot, Van Nashi Hul, Luisnai Bashkose, they have no beard, Luisnai Name Bakof, the Ravade Barabe Sova, Echad Amati, Echad Amike Bumash, the Iskish Makifi Nike, Kolheichad Nikit Mechayev, Makit Mame Mechai. Why cotton oil be who goofy love the onshin, even though it's my savere, so mele Makit Mame Mechai. So Tisa says, Tisa diva masla bale bale. In the middle says, the plea without. Ravune Sova, the Ishe Shaye, Lehaki, Ben Godu Benkot. But Godu is a Shaye of the believer, but if it's Hadu Vedenare, so she's allowed. Hoyo Veino Bashkose, Amy Bakof. Veino Bakof. Bain Liz Bakofi Dair be Tash the Kro, Bain Lahaki Fahir, the Rabade Sabah, the Vada Yish of Turom Liz Nikefes, Mekeshe Dash Hos, Dair and Bain. The Bair be Tash the Kro, Avo, Mishne Luisakifu, the Dar Shino Minei Lechai Dramati. גם על אישו חייב אספאי, והוא נפטר עם הקשה, והשחוסי. שיבן דוער ביטשת לפה, ויברס דלאב, אם יקיפו לגוד, ופליגן עמי ביקוד, דרבון לסובע גודל עמקי פסקות מחי. והוא נסתבר אל רבון אל מדרש, משום דאב כקרוב האחריש נעשה פיפו, אלו שנרבים, דימש מעמקי בניתם, למי מעבהיך דניתף לב בחיוב, מקיף נמי פוטר, דהיינה, לנגמר מגברי, על גברי למשמלי ורבו עבד הסבר, ולוח העתיקו באחלישנה, ונימר דהיך ניקר, לב בחיוב מקיף נמי פוטר. וכך, גודל המקיף לקוטן פוטר. וגירה דקאי מילון, שרבו נביאי ששאריה להקיף קוטן. נאו, the next question is...
So what does Rebbe say from his Tosfos?
Tosfos says that there is a double machlekes between Ravune and Ravade. According to Ravune, so a nish is matif cotton is high modest. Because there is a nisa to be matif, any person for whom being a nikef is a maisaber. Of course, you're allowed to be mad if you're good. That's my saber. But there is a lot of rice to be mad if any person for whom it's my saber to be. And then there is a nisa to be naked. There is a nisa to be naked. And even without mice. But if you're in Misayea, so then you had the Nikep is high and all the souls. Rabade Barabe holds that a niche is only forbidden to be mati somebody who is also to be Nikep. But a niche is allowed to be Lechatrile, at the Minister Rabon, to be mati the cotton. To make the cotton, because the cotton is not muzer and the iser of being in it. But everybody agrees that there is a love the rice to be in it. To be in it, a godel is either a love the rice if he's in it, even if he doesn't do any maise altogether. Now the question is, the Rambam says that I mentioned yesterday that if somebody, if in Nozia, is Mavir's son on his hair, so his Eber and Nisa is Osea, being also Kenyan Lake. So the Chinuch says, Bein Yedea, Imu Osa, Loman Lake. After all, it's there's a Droshe. The Rabbi Shkolan Sirim. So Rav Chaim says, the Rabbi Shkolan Sirim implies not a guitar, but only any Maisi Gimlach, Mishpurayim Pinta, an electric clip or something. But there has to be Maisi Gimlach. But some, when is the Maisi Gimlach? When he applies the powder to his head, so the hair is still there. Half an hour later, it comes out by itself, so it's a grommet, so it's safe hamalove. Now, safe hamalove is only a nisa of grommet, but by nozir is not either the love of Tali Abavreshi, Mashenki, the isarese of Kodesh Ye Gadol Perasareshi is either even only the Udet. Father, with that eye, father, said that the Abigail inquired from the Chassad Sefer. There is a machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis. The Rambam shiti is that the halacha of the Ruach Shinesh Beash Posi applies not only to Pesach as a king, but to Pesach as a Rosh as well. In other words, according to the Rambam, you are allowed with Chatchile to cut off the Pesach Rosh completely. Samuch lebasa. Teisve shite dat gimel. In Shvuah says that the Adgzaz HaKosuf of Yiluach Shneish B'Yashchose applies only to Pesach Hazokim, because there it says L'Sashchis Paskal, but it doesn't apply to Pesach Rosh. Torah doesn't say L'Sashchis or L'Sashchit. So if you cut off the Pesach, we the Mishpurayim Pinta Soyachai, the Yeredeye is two Shemes, whether like the Rambam or like this. So then there is a Machlekes. That Beis or that Gimel in Shuas. Either that Beis on Beis or that Gimel on Medal.
So this is all that you can't cut off the Esarosh?
With the Mishpurayim Pinta Soyachai Mordes. And the Rambam says it's Muta. Now, so Rav Pleger, Esther Chassam Sefer, now there's another Machlekes. There's another Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramach. The Rambam Shitei, the Rambam says, Kibal Mizikneinu, She Shira Peir, Hu Arboim Sayas. So in other words, the Torah's Gil says, Arbo Sayas, not Arboim. If you leave 40 hairs, even very small, so the rest of the hair you can cut off, even with the razor. The Ramach says, Yisraeli Tanakhom, and he mentions 87-inch waist, that if somebody is in the way of the guitar, two sirens of Pius Rosh, he's high modus. So what kind of a kasha is it by the Ramach? It means, according to the Rambam, it means two pairs out of the 40. In other words, he had 40 sirens left. And then he used the razor in cutting off two more sirens. So he's high. So I mean the technician is the kasha. But the Ramach's hasoge makes sense. In other words, if we say that there is no shield in Pius Rosh, so the melee, even if he has 100 sirens, so then he's not allowed to use his car on the Pius Rosh. So then we can understand why two sirens. But if there is a shield, a boing sirens, so that means he has to have a boing Cyrus left. Some melee, why that after stay Cyrus? He cut off the pair. What by definition means a pair? Pair means 40 Cyrus. But less than 40, 39 Cyrus is not a pair. So he cut off the pair so much, so he should be high enough. So they are required of the Samtzeifer. Everybody is accustomed to comb the Pius Rosh. He doesn't understand why. After all, Nozir is not allowed to comb his hair at all. The Gemara says Nozir chayte from the paschal, he's allowed to straighten out his hair, aber in his hair he must. He's not allowed to use a comb, because chayte from the paschal is a darshan mishab. Sometimes you tear out hair, sometimes not. But when you use a comb, you always tear out hair. So how is it that everybody is accustomed, and because of that, it's mentioned in the Shabbos by the Machaber, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to comb the hair, because it's a tzikresh, and there's a tshuva rivosh. The rivosh has a tshuva to one of the daily Reb Chaim Galipa. So Reb Chaim Galipa was matir people to comb their hair and shabbos. But the Gemara says, Nozir is chayte from the fast place, aber in Seri the Masri. So Reb Chaim Galipa says, a Nozir has a lot of hair. So mele, when he combs his hair, he's bound to tear out some hair. But usually a person does not have a lot of hair. So it's not a psychiatry. So the idea is, so we shouldn't be allowed to comb our hair so our shoulders. Unless we are misari aesthetic. Because number one, according to the Rambam, you are not allowed to tear out the hair so our only with it up. Is Brian Kane, so you are allowed. And in Tinsulema, the Dalloch is like this, that by Pius Rosh, even Miss Brian Kane is also there. Maybe the Dalloch is like the Rambam, as long as you live for the Cyrus, so it's not. But Svetsveke is not something that Miss Admir's Fides we should rely upon. So because of that, Rabbi Kiehler, always, he never combed his pears. Not only that, he wore a cover on the pears. Because when somebody is absorbed in learning, he usually pulls pears. So he might pull out some pears. Or if you saw the picture of Rabbi Kiehler, you see that he has like a cover on the pears. Or it's covered. So Hassan Sefer said, I was always bothered by that question, by that problem, but I saw Meir Rabbi Chosi Shebikune have nothing Adler, and he come the pays. So why do I have to be more observant than nothing Adler? As far as the Kashi of Habitreya is concerned, so Chantzifa says that even though there is halacha by pays Rosh according to Pesach, it means Brian Pinta, but only when it's done there are Yuach. But when they come, it's done there are Klisha. Klisha is certainly not Osa. So my father gave me a different term. My father said, the same Rambam that says Gabi Nozer, that Nozer is not allowed to be Mavir Sam Aureshi, the Mosa Kenyan Aleikin, so the Chinuch is Chirik, and he says Lomain Aleikin. So the Chaim says, because it's Igon. So the Rambam also says, Nozer Chivay from Fasbeis Avon, in Mosa Kenyan Aleikin. So again, the Chinuch is as the same Kashi. And Yidea, in Mosa Lomain Aleikin. So my father said like this, when you come, Chivim fast business mutar. It's a double shame is hard. It's not a situation. But Seirik is a situation. Now when you comb your hair, so it's a matter of mitzvahs, you can test it. So when you comb the hair, so you don't comb it once. There are many strips. It's a situation in series. It's not, if you comb once, most of the time you'll not find any hair on the comb. You make 10 combing, so then you'll see a comb. You'll see a hair turn out. But at the time when you start combing your hair, it's in other words, it's a pulling the series. So then you don't know whether you'll tear out the hair during the first combing, during the second, or the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth, the ninth, the tenth. But in the course of all the 10 combings, you'll definitely pull out the hair. So, the melee, insofar as the love of Tao Yaman Alvesh is concerned, so I'll be only smooth. But only when you're a layer of the sab, you're dying, so there is no psychreshe on each fully by itself, only in the course of the series, but insofar as the essay of Kodeshit al Persareshe is concerned, it's one my savere. So Mel is saying, all right, that will be all. Okay. Next week we'll start here. And then, there is something to discuss after the Mishneh, and then we'll start the next Mishneh of all Yisrael Hotzi Nachlantz.